Oh yeah.
Mmm.
The smooth sounds of Raoul.
Just dancing with your black turtleneck and your trench coat.
Rick will never let you down.
No. He keeps his promises. Welcome in to the Donnie and Clem Show.
Oh, yeah.
I'm your host, Donnie Nitro.
And
joined
I'm
by
Clem.
My partner in crime, Clem Rosadoro.
Clem.
And we're also joined by Rick Astley today.
Yeah. He'll be leaving shortly, though.
Oh, see? Never gonna give you up. Everyone loves that song. I don't give a fuck who you are, how hardcore you are. You love that song.
You got to be a communist not to like that.
Yeah, you got to be a piece of shit not to like that song.
Yeah.
Rick is the man.
Mm-hmm.
Every other song on that album is just a variant of that beat.
Yeah,
like they just take
shit.
That beat and they slow it down or they make it faster, but it's all the same shit. Like every song is the same.
It's still the same. Never gonna let you down.
The definition of a one-hit wonder.
Yeah, but it was a good.
Oh, yeah, I mean, but that was a thing in the 80s, you know? Everybody was a one-hit wonder. Didn't matter.
Oh, yeah, you just blaze fast and just burn out.
Milli Vanilli. One-hit wonder.
They didn't even sing their own shit.
They didn't even sing their own shit, and they were one-hit wonder.
They were popular as a motherfucker.
We were listening to their album earlier, getting ready for the show.
Same thing.
Oh, it's just terrible.
They had the one song. They all sounded the same.
Good, you know it's true. Remember when it got like stuck on repeat when they were performing at an award show? Good, you know it's.
Cat's out of the bag, man.
It wasn't even them singing. It was a computer robot. Or was it a person?
I think it was an actual person, and they were just like pawning themselves off.
So like the people behind the scenes were probably just not like good looking. They were ugly.
They weren't as marketable.
They weren't as marketable. Yeah,
as these dudes were.
They weren't as appealing to the consumer.
Yeah, they weren't as
Milli
visually
Vanilli.
Appealing.
Though I gotta say,
Milli Vanilli was.
After looking at Milli Vanilli, they're not very appealing either.
Yeah, they were sketch.
They're a little.
Those suits were rough.
Some of the pictures that you, if you look online, they're fucking weird, man.
Yeah, they were.
The seating positions and the clothes they're wearing.
The suits with the big shoulder pads.
Yeah, just do yourself a favor. Google Milli Vanilli, get on their images, and see what I'm talking about. I'm not crazy.
I'm not crazy.
They're wearing some weird shit. But Tiz was the times, right? You were an entertainer.
Yeah, it was the times, man. Yeah.
You could wear like cheetah print.
It's the 80s, man.
It was the 80s, man.
What have you been up to, bro?
I bought a golf cart.
Oh, fuck you.
Yeah, and I've been like renovating it, getting it dialed in for the
soup
season.
Soup it up.
Yeah. I got it for like $550.
Oh, you can't go wrong.
No, dude. It's like a 1984 Yamaha G1.
Burn.
Gas.
Just burning.
Yeah.
That's what you need is the gas.
Yeah, electric's garbage.
Yeah. You can just fill her up and just go.
So I've just been like getting all the stuff for it, getting it dialed in. Today was a big day in the shop.
Header in the shop all day.
We're in the shop. You know, I was sanding it down because you got to sand that fine layer of fiberglass off the top so that the primer will stick to it.
Oh, you're just painting it, right?
Yeah, just getting it painted up. Put a new steering wheel, going to put some new wheels and tires on it. I got to get a roof on it.
Get to golfing, man.
But the mechanics of it, like the engine, everything, this is solid.
Let's get out there and lose some golf balls.
Yes.
That's what I'm good at.
Me
just
too.
Losing a shitload of golf balls.
Yeah, I play golf. I wouldn't say I'm good at golf, but I play.
I have clubs.
Exactly.
Yeah, I have golf clubs.
I got clubs. Yeah, we'll get out there. I got the shit. I got polos.
Mm-hmm.
I got the cleats. I got the Tiger Wood cleats.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. T. Woods, baby. He had his own brand.
Fuck yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you like to do when you golf? You like to go out and get fucked off, or do you like to just drink a few beers and kind of chill?
It depends. So, like, I play in a men's league,
yeah.
Right? So during the summer, like every Monday night, I'm out there and I got to play with my teammate. I'll drink some brewskis, you know, but we don't get fucking hammered because it's, you only play 9 holes and you got to drive home. afterwards.
Oh, yeah, you're kind of limited.
So you're kind of limited. You know, nine holes, you don't really have a whole lot of time to start chugging water and sober back up.
I like to go with someone else, get fucked up, take right. my shirt off, play three holes serious.
Yeah.
The rest of the time, I'm just kind of fucking around.
Don't care. Just yeah. I'm just there for the drive.
Yeah.
Yeah, any other day, like a normal, just regular Saturday or like a tournament.
Bing bong.
Oh, three sheets to the wind.
Getting it.
Tight as a boiled owl.
Tight as a boiled owl.
Yeah.
From hole one.
Yeah. See you later. I've been in some tournaments that before the shotgun start even commenced, there were teams that were fucking gone, falling down.
Yeah, you got a shotgun beers before yeah. the shotgun.
We're talking about like 9:30 in the morning. There are dudes that are completely gone.
Well, some of these dudes, that's like they're, I'm getting away.
I get it, but you don't even enjoy the rest of the day. You're fucking gone in 2 hours. Pace yourself, bro.
Burn hot.
Yeah. It's better to burn up than fade away.
Yeah.
I get it. But still, pace yourself, bro.
Speaking of burn it up, I got a story that's burning a hole in my pocket.
Oh, tell me.
So this happened to me a couple weeks ago. And I didn't want to ruin it. I didn't want to tell anyone because I wanted it to be special. So I'm out there. I went to the Rite Aid. I'm buying some beer, right? So I'm standing in line, and when you're standing in line at the Rite Aid, you can see like out the window into the parking lot, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm standing there and I'm looking out and I can see this guy and he's standing next to his car and he's looking kind of sketchy. I'm like, what is this guy doing? He's got a thing of like baby wipes in his hand. And wouldn't you know it, he starts pulling his pants down, right? Like in the back.
Wait, he was standing next to his car or a car?
I'm assuming it was his car. The door was open, right?
Okay.
So he's standing next to, I'm assuming it's his car. He's pulling his pants down in the back and he just loads up a handful of baby wipes.
Well, he's getting ready to wipe that ass.
He starts digging in his ass.
Oh, yeah. Right?
And his pants are like down, like mid thigh.
Wet wipes. Okay.
And he's digging in his ass. And I'm watching the whole thing. I'm like, is this really fucking happening?
Yes, right? It is.
So I'm like, rub my eyes and I look back out. It's really happening.
Absolutely.
So then he does this for a little while. I'm kind of chuckling. Then he looks, he pulls the wipes out, looks at them, smells them, pulls his pants down the rest of the way in the front, and then starts cleaning his dick with the same fucking thing of baby wipes.
Oh. And did he at least flip him over?
No, he's going to town. And at this point, he's had his pants down around his knees. In the parking lot at Rite Aid. Dick out, balls out, everything. And it's like on a busy ass street. So I start laughing. And the girl that's like working at Rite Aid, she's like, what are you laughing at? And I go, don't turn around. So she turns around and she goes, oh my God. And I go, oh yeah, he's butt naked in the parking lot scrubbing his dick with some fucking baby wipes.
I told you not to look.
I specifically said, do not turn around. So then he pulls his pants up or whatever, and I buy my shit and I'm walking out. And as I'm walking out, he's like getting undressed again. And I'm like, I can't do this shit. And he's fucking getting naked again. I'm like, I gotta go.
Bath number two.
Yeah. He was just scrubbing his ass, scrubbing his dick. And I thought maybe, you know, crackhead maybe.
Yeah. But he had a car, you said.
He had a nice car.
Yeah. So deranged maybe?
I don't know. And then the whole time this is going on, I'm like, no one's even going to believe this shit.
Right.
This is so fucking stupid. No one's even going to believe this actually happened. But I swear to God it happened. I saw the whole thing.
You start looking. You start looking around and you're like, is anybody else fucking seeing this right now?
Yeah.
And there's just no one around.
No.
There's moments like that. It's like a glitch in the system.
Oh, this dude, like he had no idea anybody was even around. Dick
or,
out.
Or he didn't care.
He just didn't give a fuck. I didn't even know what to do. I came home and I was like, I got to tell my wife about this. She's not even going to believe it.
Yeah, that's spectacular. He's not giving a fuck. Was he? Was he dressed well?
No, he was wearing like just like sweatpants and shit.
Sweatpants. What kind of car did he have?
Like a newer Honda Accord.
Okay.
It was probably like 2 or 3 years old.
Okay, so a little bit of money.
Yeah.
Young guy, old guy?
He was in his early 20s.
Early 20s? Bro, he probably just shit himself.
Yeah, but why would you pull your dick out in the parking lot of Ryan?
He was like, I'm not going in the bathroom. And he had to take care of it. Oh, right then and there.
Hey, I've been there before, dude, when you shit yourself. But get in the back of your car and clean yourself up in private.
And right? Maybe it was a brand new car.
He didn't want to get shit on the leather.
He didn't want to get shit on the new leather. Or he just got it reupholstered. You know what I mean?
He was just standing there with the door open like...
Or he shit his pants with his old lady in the car.
And she was like, get out.
And she was like, get out and fucking clean yourself up right now.
Yeah. And he was probably like, yeah, you think that stinks? So I'm going to rub it all over my dick now.
Really? You're going to make me do this in the parking lot right now? Yes. I'm going to make you do it in the parking
lot. Get out.
Get out right now and clean yourself up.
At least go in the bathroom inside.
Maybe he tried to.
And they were like, you smell like shit. Get out.
No, maybe there was like a line. Maybe there's a line. And he's just like, fuck it. I'm just going to clean myself in the parking lot. I don't even care anymore.
I'm telling you, it was one of those things, like it was a glitch in the Matrix.
It was a glitch in the Matrix. Really, he was in a bathroom, but it glitched out and you saw him in the parking lot.
Inside of his own head, he thought he was in a bathroom.
Yeah, I'm good.
He was in the parking lot at Rite Aid.
I'm in a bathroom stall right now. I'm killing it.
No, he was like not a care in the world, just reefing in his ass with these things and then straight to the dong.
Get out right now.
You smell.
You smell.
Yeah, so that's what I've been up to.
That's a sweet story.
Yeah.
It's a whole lot cooler than my golf cart story.
I've never seen anything like that in my life.
It was amazing. I want to say I've seen something. No, not digging his ass, but so.
Not so much the ass digging.
But in Iraq. I was on... Or we were at a sniper OP, right? So we had like our marksmen had a specific area where they occupied.
Right.
So, you know, I was up there doing my thing. You know, you're looking through the binoculars and you see individuals pulling over on the side of the road and they get out of their car.
Sketchy shit.
Yeah. And they lift their little man dress, right? And then they squat on the side of the road. Like, mind you, this is like, they would be the version of you pulling over on Main Street.
Just shitting.
And just like shitting on the side of the road. There's still cars that are coming back and forth.
Yeah.
And you're just taking a dump on the side of the road.
Hey, man. It's time. It's time.
When it's time, right? You drop a deuce.
Yeah.
Dude grabbed a bottle of water or like a jug of water, whatever he had. And he started like putting the water in one hand and just wiping his little booty. You know? And then when he was done, just let his little man dress down. Jumped back in his car, his little 96 Toyota Corolla white.
Dotson.
And was like, later. See you later.
Let's roll.
Peace out.
You got to do what you got to do.
So, I mean,
we've all been there, man.
My version. Sometimes you got to go.
Hey, man, we've all been there. Sometimes it's like, it's an emergency.
But the bottle of water was weird. You know, I hadn't been there that long at this point. So it struck me as weird.
With the water?
With the water of the wiping the booty and not using the toilet paper.
I've been in some emergency situations where there's just like, it's time. Like, I can't do nothing about it.
You're using a leaf or a sock or something.
Yeah. One time
it happens.
We were going to Costco, right?
Yeah.
So we're in the parking lot. And I'm like, look, babe, I'm going to have to meet you inside. I got to go. Like, number two, like right now. You take the card. I'll haul ass through. I'll see you inside. So I go in.
Oh, you're going straight to beeline into the bathroom.
Straight to the bathroom, dude. So I go straight to the bathroom. I haul ass in, boom, 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 do my thing. And I'm sitting there, right? And I'm like, that sounds like a woman's voice. I just hauled ass, went into the women's bathroom.
Oh, yeah. You were in the zone.
I was in the zone. I had tunnel vision, dude.
Yeah, turtle head poking out.
I couldn't see anything other than bathroom
door handle,
toilet, boom,
door handle open.
So I'm in the women's bathroom, right?
Yeah.
And at this point there's like, they're piling in. Okay. Like there's a bunch of people in there. I'm like, I can't just blaze out of this thing. So I just waited it out. Took me like 20 minutes, but eventually everybody cleared out and I just kind of You don't want to be the creeper, you know?
No. I do find
it was an honest mistake.
It happened, dude. It happened. You didn't know. Did you stay in the stall like a good boy until everyone left?
I waited it out.
All right. Well, you were respectful.
Yeah.
It was an accident. It happens.
I was jammed up and I called my wife. I was like, look, this might be a minute. You're not going to believe this, but I'm stuck in the women's bathroom. You can come in if you want to.
You're like trying to hide the bass in your voice.
Yeah. Like, hi, hey, what's me?
Were there like weird conversations going on then and there?
Yeah.
I've heard women's bathrooms are different.
To be honest with you, I don't even know. I was in a panic.
Do you need a little hand in there?
Leave me alone.
No, thanks, Judy. I got it.
That girl's been there a long time there at the end.
Yeah. Honey, are you okay, honey? Are you okay? I'm fine.
It was a terrible situation.
That sucks. I know the tunnel vision you're talking about, though.
I thought I was going to go to jail, is what I thought.
They're going to catch me.
Yeah, like, they're going to bust me. Like, and it's not like I could have just, like, tried to... I had a big-ass beard. Like, I had a huge beard. Like, I'm not sneaking out.
Right.
Unless I put my shirt up over my head like Beavis and...
Well, fuck. Nowadays, you could just say you identified it as a woman and that's where you want to take a boop.
That's true. The bathrooms are nicer.
They're cleaner.
Yeah.
I get why some dudes do it.
There's not piss all over the floor.
Because there's not piss all over the seat. They're like, I want to go use a fucking toilet that's actually clean.
There's not a handful of pubes all over the floor. There's not pubes everywhere. No. It's just like, it's nice.
There's an actual like seat cover to sit on.
Yeah, and it was like,
because in the dude's bathroom, it's been ripped
shit
out.
Shit is just shredded.
It's just fucking ripped out. It's gone. It's been gone for 15 years.
Yeah,
there's piss everywhere.
The free cowboy hats are all over the ground. Shit is just fucking everywhere. There's shit all over the wall. There's floaters in every toilet.
Call Bucky for a good time.
For a good time. Yeah, but we went to Costco yesterday. It's just Thunderdome.
Oh, yeah?
People are just smashing into you, fucking just crushing you, just pushing in front of you.
They still fighting over toilet paper in there?
Did
they build
clean.
A mountain of toilet paper?
Yeah, it was huge, and they were bringing out like a bunch of paper towels on a forklift, like,
get them out of the way!
Fuck out of the way, the paper towels are out. They're gonna riot.
Yeah.
It was pretty good, though, but I spent like $350 and I got nothing.
Really?
I feel like I got nothing. Like, we came home, there was like one little box of shit. That was it.
Well, the price of everything's going up.
Yeah.
You know that, right?
Garbage. I did get a lot of booze, though.
Well, that's good. Yeah, we're drinking some of Nick Jonas's tequila right now.
Yeah. Nick Joinus.
Nick Joinus.
Join us
for a fucking good time.
We bought a giant bottle of the... Tahoe Blue Vodka.
That's the good stuff. Good. Made with Tahoe water.
Mm-hmm. It's got to be good.
So you get the beaver fever.
Beaver fever.
When was the last time you got the beaver fever?
it's been a while.
Since my 10th birthday.
92?
Yeah. Swallowing too much water.
Yeah, drinking a lot of river water.
Drinking too much of that river water. I could have swore I had the Rona last weekend. I was sick as fuck. I couldn't breathe, like walk into my fucking truck in the driveway because I live like my driveway's on a fucking 45-degree angle.
Oh, yeah, like San Francisco.
Yeah, it was like San Francisco. My little neighborhood's like San Francisco. So I'd go to my truck and then walk back and I'd be like winded. And I was like, dude, this is crazy. Plus my lungs hurt and there was hacking up all this trash. I'm like, I got the Rona for sure. So, well, you know, we get tested at our work twice a week, which is more than most of you fuckers probably don't get tested at all. Anyway, so I go in on like Monday after being sick for like 3 days. I'm like, dude, I'm going to pop hot. It has to be this time. I got it. Go in there, get my nasal swabbed. 2 days later, I get my results. Negative.
Negative.
I literally can't get it.
Maybe you're just immune.
Somebody suggested they're like, you should go get the antibodies test. They're like, you might have already had it.
You gotta give blood for that one, huh?
Yeah. So I'm just like, fuck, man. I thought that was a for sure winner. Because I got to be honest with you. Like, I was sick, but it wasn't the sickest I've ever been.
Yeah.
I would say, like, one of the like 4 days that I was sick was like pretty shitty.
Right.
But it still wasn't the sickest I had ever been.
You weren't blown out.
I wasn't blown out. Like, I wasn't feeling great. I wasn't going to go drink a bunch of beer. Like, I was sick. Like, I was laying on the couch or watching TV. Yeah, I didn't want to go out
and party and
shit. I didn't
want
to go do anything. But it wasn't the sickest I'd ever been.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, if this is Rona, it's pretty fucking weak, in my opinion. For me. For my symptoms.
Maybe your immune system is just balling out of control.
Yeah, maybe. But it wasn't even the Rona. So, I don't know. I don't know what it was. Apparently, there's that flu going around. Where it's a virus that's going around that has a ton of like Rona symptoms, and it's not Rona.
It's just a thing.
And that's from a hospital worker at our local hospital. Yeah. They've had a lot of people come in with all those same symptoms, and it's not Rona.
Well, I'm maybe like, you could.
So I'm like, whatever, cool.
Maybe you could vaccinate for it.
Not going to get it.
Because I was looking at, you know, when you do like. You're watching TV or whatever.
Yeah.
And there's all these like medications you can take to, you know, for diabetes or for whatever. And the side effects are usually worse than the fucking.
Oh, yeah.
What you actually got.
They're terrible.
I was looking at this one the other day and this thing is.
Are these
called,
the Rona side effects from the second shot?
No, it's just this. This is a thing for diabetes.
Oh, God.
It's called Jardiance.
Jardius?
Yeah. Listen to one of the side effects that you can get from Jardiance.
Jardiance.
You can get a life-threatening genital area infection of the perineum. You know what the perineum is?
No.
That's your gooch.
It's your taint.
It's your gooch, your taint, your grundle.
So there's an infection of it?
Yeah.
Okay.
So it got me to thinking, what area of the body has that many nicknames?
that your taint?
The taint has.
The taint gooch?
The taint, the gooch, the grundle, the chode.
The grundle. Well, no. A chode is a small, fat penis. A chode is a small fat penis like a hockey puck.
I always thought the chode was like your it's gooch.
Like a chode is like a little shot glass.
I always thought the chode was your grundle.
You pull that thing out and they're just like, oh,
nice chode. Look,
can we turn the lights off?
Chode boy.
They don't want you to feel bad.
Well, it got me going, right?
Yeah, okay.
So I've got a whole bunch of names for the gooch. You ready?
Okay.
I'm going to go rapid fire.
Shoot them.
Stop me anytime you want.
No, keep fucking going.
All right. We got Grundle, the Mucket, the Gweechy, the Bingle, the In-Betweenus, the Goondus, the Mung Knuckle, the Meat Bridge, the Runkle, the Texas Bootstrap, the Panooter. The Diggeridoo, the Gizmo, the French Quarter, the Babadoo, the Grump, the Scrambler, the Drag Strip, the Tank Goalie, the Driving Range, the Long Snapper, the Sweaty Bog, the Ripsaw, the Pork Log, the Underbarf, the Frosty Underdog, the Junk Mullet, the Bridge to Terabithia, the Saddle, the Charleston Chew, the Lazy Susan, the Chundle Flap. The Malingus, the Mongolian Barbecue.
Oh, yeah.
The Rusty Buffalo, the Russian Gas Mask, the Dag Drag, the Turkey Flap, the Tweaker Billy, the Mr. Tumness, the Cootie Booty, the Gorkle, the Dirty Damon, the Lobster Claw, the Pussassy.
Wow.
That's just a few.
The Grundle.
The Grundle. And we could go on for 4 days for names for the chode.
The Meat Bridge.
The Meat Bridge. The Bridge to Terabithia.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah?
That was good. That was primo shit.
That's just a few. We could do that for 2.5 hours.
Gangster.
Yeah.
That's primo work. Mm-hmm. We're going to talk more about that here in a second. We're going to go on our first break.
All right.
And when we back... I don't know what was fucking segment we're going to go into, but we'll figure it out.
We'll talk about the grundle more.
Yeah. So stay tuned. We'll be right back on the Donnie and Clem Show.
Girl, you know it's, yes, you know it's true. Ooh, ooh.
Girl, you know it's true.
Girl.
Oh, yeah.
It's not a bad jam.
No, it's good. Too bad they didn't sing it, but it was pretty good.
But the beats were pretty good.
It is dope.
They're pretty solid.
Oh, yeah.
Welcome back to the Donnie and Clem Show. Thanks for sticking with us.
Mm-hmm.
You must have liked what we had going on.
You waited it out.
We're going to move into our next segment.
Would you rather?
Oh, yeah. You got to pick one. Sometimes both are good. Sometimes both suck. But you got to pick one. Mm-hmm.
Well, you seem to have the big list over there.
You got the big list, bro.
Fucking hit me with one right off the bat.
All
right. Let's do it.
So say that it was possible to become melded with an animal, to become an animal-man hybrid man.
Morphed.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you got two choices. You can go horse or eagle. What are you going with?
Eagle.
Flying.
On the basis of being able to fly.
Yeah. That's the ability to fly is hard to beat.
Yeah. I already have a horse cock, so I don't need to be the horse.
Everybody was thinking it, and I'm good. That's why I was going to say I was going to be a horse, you know.
Big old schlong.
You're big, strong, but my penis would get smaller.
Right. It would actually shrink if you were a horse.
Yeah. So, but the part of the thing, you got to take on the diet of whatever animal you choose.
That's fine. I'll crush some trout.
Trout, like a roadkill deer.
Yeah, fuck it.
Yeah. It's better than eating grass and alfalfa and shit.
Oh, yeah.
Occasional apple.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's if somebody's feeling fucking generous.
If someone's feeling snappy and is going to give you an apple or a
carrot.
You're
eating dry ass straw.
Oh, just dry and just eating, or drinking water out of a filthy ass fucking water trough. Yeah,
trough with goldfish in it.
Yeah. Maybe if you get a river, if you're lucky.
If you're free Mustang. Yeah.
If you're free wild.
Wild and free Mustang.
Wild horses. All right.
No,
well,
eagle. You gotta be able to fly, dude.
Well, that one's settled.
Easy. That was an easy one. I appreciate the easing into the would you rathers.
All right. This one I think is kind of easy too, because we were watching Drive-Ins, Diners, and Dives.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh, Guy Fieri.
So this is strictly looks wise. And you gotta go with their whole outfit, everything they wear. Would you rather look like Carrot Top or Guy Fieri?
Mm.
You got to wear the rings. You got to wear it all. You got to do it all.
Guy Fieri.
Yeah, he's kind of dope.
He frosts his tips.
To this day.
I have experience with that. Tips. I think it would be an easy transition.
I feel like it would be an easy transition for me.
We have them. They're here.
Well, you want to get on?
We have the headphones.
They're all plugged in.
We have our live audience back again.
Yeah.
We're just getting our little minions those, are running around hooking their headphones up for them and getting their chairs.
Those purple ones are longer.
The tiger skin chairs.
Yeah, get up in there.
But anyways, so.
Guy Fieri is not a bad look compared to Carrot Top.
He's a lot of, Guy Fieri was trapped. Like I'm looking at him right now because the show's on. Yeah. He's like fucking trapped in the late 90s, which is when I, you know, was going to school.
That's when I did a lot of my best work.
I could rock the goatee. I had a goatee.
The soul patch.
He's got puka shells on. You know, he's got the fucking Arnett white and like orange glasses. I'm cool with that.
Oh yeah.
The frosted tips. Oh yeah,
the Arnett's.
Yeah, I'm you know, the cat eyes is what they were.
Yeah.
I'm cool with the frosted tip, the gauges in the ears. I had that. I had 10 gauges for a little while.
What about the jewelry?
Like the wrist shit?
Yeah, he's always wearing wacky ass jewelry.
He's always got the stupid rings on. That's gonna be the only thing that's sucky about it. You gotta wear those dumbass rings.
The skull rings and shit.
Yeah, you know, he's like trying to be a biker or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
But everything else, I could be down with.
It's pretty
the Tommy rough. Bahama shirts aren't as cool, but I mean,
yeah,
I think
but he's chilling all the time. He's just
there. You know what I like about Tommy Bahama shirts is as I get older and fatter, they're super comfy, and you can get them in like gigantic sizes.
You got plenty of room.
Quadruple XL. They yeah. make them.
Oh yeah,
fitted. So they're tied around your biceps, but like everywhere else, it's like a blanket.
Like a moo-moo.
It's like a moo-moo. So you're good. Like nothing. I don't like anything pulling on my stomach area.
Oh, I agree.
Dude. I needed to the like my shirt to be loose.
I
need it to be tight in my chest area, so it makes me look broad and good to go.
I'm the same way, but with pants. If my pants are tight, like around the waist, I can't do it.
I don't like narrow like, hip shit.
It fucking takes my it fucks my whole vibe up. I got to go home. I can't do it.
I have wide, childbearing hips.
Yeah, pop out kids.
Yeah, so I have
you
to have
been popular in the pioneer days.
I have a pair of True Religions that I can't even wear anymore because they're so narrow in my hips.
I know, me too. And I used to love those.
And I mean, I can walk around in them okay. If I'm standing up, I'm fine.
Yeah, but they're painted.
But the
on.
Second I get on the hog, you know, on the Harley, forget about it.
No, I can't lift my leg.
They're
up.
Not comfortable. Like my thighs or my hip flexors are smoked. Like I ran 40 miles. Just from wearing those fucking pants, man.
But they look good.
They look great. They and you look... know what I'm wearing and you know what I spent to wear those, well, which the is point. The most important
that's
point.
That's the point of wearing them.
Right. I'm a baller and now you can see that I'm a baller.
And you're a punk ass bitch.
And you're a peasant.
Mm-hmm.
Wearing your fucking silver tabs.
I used to love silver tabs.
They used to be the shit. They're not the shit anymore.
Oh, I know. That was back in the day.
That was 1998.
Yeah, when you're out on the basketball court, eighth grade, wearing silver tabs,
you
and
got
somebody
your
notices,
on?
Like, God, those aren't red tabs. Those aren't regular Levi's. Those are silver tabs. Look at this motherfucker.
Whew.
Now you're the shit.
Balling K-Swisses. The all-white K-Swisses.
Feelers.
Oh, Fila's. Fila was hot for about a quick second.
Yeah.
Like they're like making a comeback.
In like 95.
Yeah.
They're making a comeback now, though.
No.
Oh, yeah.
No,
the girls wear those.
The
what do they call them? The dino stompers? The big old Fila's?
Oh, God. I've seen those. They're like the fucking Skechers step ups.
Skechers, that's what I'm thinking of. Skechers.
Yeah,
dude.
I've seen them. They're hideous. Please do not buy those shows.
No, don't do them.
They're heinous. I see a lot of girls on Instagram wearing that shit.
Hey,
and I'm
that's
like,
the thing. I know
they're not cool. You're not trendy. They look fucking hideous. You look like you're wearing shit. No, they're called shape ups. Skecher shape ups.
Yeah.
They're designed to give you bigger calves.
Yeah.
They're hideous,
I know
dude.
People that still wear those old Fila's and they're not like being cool. They just never stop wearing them.
Well, that's different.
Yeah. Now you're cool, though. Oh, stop it.
Wait, Birkenstocks with socks? Oh, yeah. That's like, dude, I swear this generation is unoriginal as fuck. That was like the early 1990s.
Copycats, man.
That's the grunge movement, man.
Hey, man, if you were in fucking Santa Cruz and fucking 1991.
Portland, Oregon.
Portland. Seattle.
Yeah.
All right, you want another one?
Yeah, hit me.
So, speaking of that, we'll go back to the 90s.
Okay.
All right. What do you know about, you remember Global Guts, the show on Nickelodeon?
Duh.
Okay.
Do you have guts?
Yeah,
do you have guts? You had to get a piece of the aggro crack or whatever.
Aggro crack.
Yeah.
I knew a guy in college who claimed he had a piece of the aggro crack.
No.
But I never seen it.
Okay, he's a liar then.
So, because
that fucker is going to be like, as soon as you walk in, you will know.
It's up on my mantle.
Yeah, with the guts metal.
Oh yeah,
know that.
So, if you were a kid in the early 90s and you had an opportunity to be on Guts, or Legends of the Hidden Temple, what would you pick?
Oh, those are both so good. Guts was my favorite, though.
Yeah.
I want the piece of the aggro crack. I want a chance for it. Get up to the top and hit the buzzer.
Hit the buzzer.
Yeah.
The stuff's coming down on. But if you went on.
Because you're a tweener and all the other little tweeners watching the show on Nickelodeon are just like, oh, he's so cute. Look at him. He's so cute.
That's basically what I did to see like, if there was good looking girls on there.
You're killing it. You know, eighth grade year, freshman year, you're dominating.
You see me on Guts?
Yeah. Do you see this Guts medal hanging around my neck right now?
I wear it to school every day.
Ballin'. It's a gold. It's not a bronze or a silver because they had those.
Gold.
Those are for the losers.
Because there was only three people on it.
Correct.
So you were getting some.
Yeah. Either one I'd be happy with, like, but if I had to choose, it'd be Guts.
Legends of the Hidden Temple.
It was cool.
You could go with your friends, though.
Right.
You could be a, would you be a blue barracuda, silver snake, the green monkeys?
I was always, wasn't there like an orange lion or something?
I think there was.
Or yellow lions or something?
Yeah. But you could go on. I think it was.
I would think the silver snake.
Yeah.
I've always been privy to
I was a blue barracuda guy myself.
Blue barracuda, okay.
Yeah.
The silver was cool.
Either one of them would have been so fucking cool to be on TV.
Nobody ever wants to be the green monkeys.
No, they always lost.
They always lost.
They always lost in the beginning. You know, the first thing was like the relay race with the water.
They probably lose in life too.
Man, I've always been a green monkey. What is it?
Purple parrots?
Purple parrots.
No.
Red jaguars. Oh, the jaguars.
Yeah, fuck. Who didn't want to be the jaguars? This is the coolest one.
Remember you had to go through the temple thing at the end, and then if you go the wrong way, you got to go back. And then you got to go back.
The fake swamp.
Nobody ever fucking made it.
That's what's missing from television these days.
Yeah.
These kids need to see that there is a prize for being in first place. But that's the problem with the fucking generation.
Nobody wins shit.
Everyone gets a trophy.
Yeah.
No, you need to understand that that person is faster than you. They're stronger and they're better than you. You need to know that.
And you got to outsmart that motherfucker.
Correct. You have to use the weapons that you have.
That's not how they rolled on Guts. They got the fast kids. And
survival of the fittest, my friend. That person was crowned champion. Gold, Guts, medal, and a piece of the aggro crack. Yep. Boom, with their elbow pads and knee pads on and like eye pro.
Full pads.
Because they got hit with the Guts goo. Yeah.
Like
fucking
you were
A.
Rollerblading in the early 90s.
That kid was king shit at his school.
Oh, you come back to school, you're gone for like a week, and you come back with a piece of the aggro crack?
Everyone's like, where were you? Look at the aggro crack, bro.
What do you think, bitch?
Yeah. Where the fuck do you think I was?
Where's your girlfriend at?
Yeah, know that.
She's my girlfriend now.
Yep, she's going to Winterfest with me.
Oh, yeah. All right, I got another one. Kind of similar to that. Fear Factor.
Oh, none wasn't. No, not a fan.
You didn't like Fear Factor?
Joe Rogan, Fear Factor.
There's some things you might not know about me, Joe Rogan.
Yeah.
I smoke rocks.
Yeah. Go ahead.
All right. So you're on Fear Factor. Would you rather do the one where you got to go into the fucking tank with the snakes and the scorpions and all that one? Or would you rather do the one where you got to eat the liquefied deer penis and shit like that? Would you rather eat the thing or go into the tank with the scorpions?
I'll go into the tank with the snakes and the scorpions.
I'm eating it.
No
I ain't
way.
Fucking with a scorpion.
That's fine. I'll take my bites, my licks.
Mm-mm.
Is what it is. I'll just stomp around in a corner, super aggressive, and like kick them away.
No, they make you lay down flat. You can't move.
I would
scorpions all over you.
I would still do it.
Yeah, you're like in a plexiglass coffin full of scorpions.
I would do it rather than eat the food.
No, I'm eating the elk penis. No problem.
No. Because it's not just elk penis. There's going to be like seagull doo-doo and all sorts of weird shit in there.
I've eaten many terrible things in my life.
No.
I've eaten probably
cold, like flaccid meats going down your throat. I'm cool.
Well, I've eaten
probably... Give me the scorpions all day.
Nah, fuck a scorpion.
Yeah.
I'll stomp scorpions. I can't touch them. Won't do it. Can't do it. And I've probably eaten four... This is not a joke. I've eaten four or five different kinds of canned cat food. Okay?
Good for you.
Not a joke. Just, to, you know, I don't know why I did
experimental
it.
Experimental or people, tough times?
People thought it was funny or whatever, so I did it. I'll eat a spoonful of mayonnaise. Would that gross you out?
What? Yeah, I won't do it.
Like, just dip a spoon into the mayonnaise. I'll eat the whole thing. Womp.
Disgusting.
I've done it many times.
Gross.
Canned cat food? No problem.
What brand?
Well, here's the thing. I was going to bring that up. So you eat Whiskas, Nine Lives. Those are fine. All right. You get into some like off brands. Those are fucked up.
What top shelf are you fucking with?
If I'm going to eat a canned cat food, and I've eaten several, like I said, I'm going with the Nine Lives. Whiskas. Those are fine.
Better than Friskies.
I don't think I've ever had Friskies.
You ain't living yet.
You ain't live. But I will tell you, there's a difference when you eat the name brand ones versus the crappy ones.
Like, well, yeah.
The grocery outlet brand.
Yeah, there's real ingredients versus like a powder substance.
Hey, we've hit rock bottom. We're talking about flavors of canned cat food.
Hey, fucking times are tough out there.
Which one tastes better?
You know, times are tough.
Hey, it's man, a I'm not fucking around with you. I've eaten them all.
Yeah, you gotta, you know, what's affordable? Friskies is affordable.
You gotta do what you gotta do, man. I feel like you're missing out. You're gonna get in a tank with a scorpion.
I wonder if there's a Kirkland brand of cat food. They have Kirkland beer.
Why speculate?
Research it.
I'll eat it.
I'll look it up. Hit me with the next one.
That's all I got.
Oh, okay.
I'm out.
Oh. Well, then let's take a quick break and we'll go into our last segment, Fancy Time. Fancy
Talk. Eat a little bit of cat food. We'll be right back.
Eat a little bit of Friskies. Mind your business. Don't worry about what we're doing. We're staying healthy. You know what? I got to say, though, like animal food, their skin looks good.
Hey, man, the fur is good. My hair never looked better when I was eating cat food.
Meow Mix comes in two varieties, original and seafood middles. A medley of mackerel, tuna, and crunchy centers bursting with seafood flavor. Meow Mix tastes so good, cats ask for it by name.
Yummy.
Yummy. Well, my skin's never looked so good. This episode was brought to you by Meow Mix.
Oh, yeah.
Go out and get you some when times get tough.
Time get tough, you get down on that Meow Mix.
Yeah. The producer guest sent us this ad for Meow Mix, but they also sent us a new hip version of the Meow Mix, and we're going to play that for you now.
Oh, yeah.
So get ready to bust a stanky leg.
This is the new updated Meow Mix.
Updated 2021.
Cats ask for by name.
Oh, that last cat at the end was like meow
meow
meow.
You're welcome. You can't tell me you didn't get into that song when it was going too.
Yeah, get fucking
meow,
pumped.
Meow meow meow.
I hope you're listening to this shit on your way to work or coming home from work.
Buy that Meow Mix.
And that Meow Mix second edition just got you hyphy as shit.
Got you hyphy.
Just hyphy the fuck out of your whole day.
Go on out, get you that Meow Mix.
Yeah. Start spinning that cheese. Start throwing fucking dollars out the window.
Get it, get it, get it,
just
get it,
ballin'.
Cats ask for it by name.
Meow. Meow. What? What? Fuck did you just say to me?
Meow.
Meow. I guess we should go into our next segment.
Mm-hmm. Oh, shit, it's back.
That's right. Welcome back to another episode of Fancy Talk.
Get your tea and crumpets out.
Join the boys and try to fancy up your stupid ass.
Peasants.
Fancy. I have
fancy
ones for
time.
You today.
Oh, I'm ready.
All right.
I don't know if I'm as fancy as you were, but
I was pretty fucking fancy
last
time. You
were fancy as fuck last time.
Oh, yeah? All right, so the first one's going to be Coolie Shangles.
Coolie Shangles?
Coolie Shangles.
Fuck, I think maybe there's some kind of curtains.
Oh, you're going to like this one. The meaning is fisticuffs.
Oh, to fight.
Fucking fight, dude. Did you see the Coolie Shangles between Dick and Peter about to decorate the man cave?
Splattering their blood about.
Do you got any for me? We go. You want to go back and forth?
No, I don't have any.
You don't got none. All right, I'm fucking hitting y'all. Afternoonified.
Afternoonified. I would think that's...
Afternoonified.
You'd been... After you've been out at a hard day of work, and now you've been drinking all afternoon, and you're a little tuned up.
A fancy high society word for meaning smart.
Oh, fuck. I was way off.
That's a tough one. These are not easy.
Afternoonified?
Yeah.
Who would have guessed?
Bang up to the elephant.
Oh. I'm not even going to venture a guess to that. Bang up to the elephant.
Take your time.
I have no idea. To ready the horses?
Perfect or complete? I'll use it in a sentence.
Yeah, using
the new house is bang up to the elephant.
Oh, who hasn't used that phrase?
Humble come stumble.
Humble come stumble. Oh, you got to be drunk on that one.
Thoroughly understood. I finally humble come stumbled how to upcycle this old chair.
You must be tight as a boiled owl.
Tight as a boiled owl. Next word. Benjo.
You got to use it in a sentence.
Oh, okay. All right, I'll just go straight. The work party is going to be a right benjo this year.
I'd say that'd be a good time.
A righteous holiday. Yeah. A noisy day in the streets. Okay. It's kind of unfair to give it to you that way.
I gave them to you that way last week, didn't I?
No, you gave me the word and then you used it. I don't know. I can't remember.
All these are so stupid. Who the fuck would ever guess?
That's why we don't use these words anymore.
That's why people kept stop talking like that. Nobody knew what the fuck you were talking about.
The word is bricky.
Bricky.
You'd have to be a bricky to cancel your subscription to Period Living.
Oh, you'd have to be a dum-dum.
Brave or fearless?
You'd have to be a bricky to cancel your subscription to Netflix. You wouldn't be able to watch Bridgerton anymore.
Bridgerton?
You must be a brave lass.
How dare you not watch Bridgerton anymore? Kruger spoof.
Freddy Krueger. Nightmares.
Your Kruger spoof. I know you finished my Jaffa cakes.
I'd say you're an asshole. You ate all my cakes.
You're close. You're lying.
Oh. You son of a bitch. I'd never make it in fancy times. I wouldn't know what anybody was talking about.
A church bell. My neighbor is known for being a right church bell.
They'd be like a righteous person that tells you what to do. They think you're better than you.
A talkative person. Close.
Yeah. A jibber jab.
Make a stuffed bird laugh.
It means you got to be pretty funny that you can even make a stuffed bird laugh.
Absolutely preposterous.
Yeah.
I'll give it to you.
Someone who eats meow mix.
Someone who crushes meow mix. Whooper ups. I'll use it in a sentence. Whooper ups. Our staff choir is a sorry bunch of whoop-a-raps.
I'd say they're lazy.
Inferior, noisy singers.
They have such specific words for stupid things.
All my fancy words went away. What happened here?
You're too fancy for a cell phone. I am too fancy.
Something about cookies. You don't get to look at any more of the research and everything that we've done unless you accept cookies.
Unless you accept these cookies. You
have to put these cookies on your phone.
It's a way for the internet to watch what you do.
I need to know what you're into. So I can suggest that new purse that you've been looking at.
When your tide is boiled out, you'll accept my cookies.
A cop, a mouse. I may be a rat, but carry on like that, and you're going to cop a mouse.
You're going to cop a mouse? I'd say you're about to get in some trouble.
Get a black eye.
You're about to get popped in your face.
About to get popped in your motherfucking eyeball. Ooh, you did this one, poked up.
Oh, poked up?
Yeah, you got that one.
What did poked up? We decided, did you get stabbed?
Embarrassed.
Embarrassed.
they poked.
I got it backwards.
They poked up your psyche, your pride. I got one. Bubble around. The builder is going to be in for a bubble around if he doesn't get the tiling straight.
Oh, he's about to get jacked for some money.
A verbal attack.
A verbal attack? I'm going to verbally abuse you.
Bags o' mystery. It wasn't a mystery what happened to my husband's bag o' mystery last night. They went straight from frying pan into the dog.
A bag of mystery? I'm going to say that's your boy's nutsack.
Close. Sausages.
Damn it.
Yeah. Very close.
These bastards.
Oh, man. All right, last one. Orf chump.
Orf chump.
I've orf chump after seeing those bags of mystery.
I'd say you threw up.
I'm going to give that one to you. No appetite.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got sick.
That one's, you got sick to your stomach.
Hey, this is a fucking.
Orf chump, like I blew chunks. I think orf is just another word for blue chunks.
You got to learn. It's like a whole other language trying to be a fancy guy.
You want
to
be fancy. You better get with the Donnie and Clem show because we will take care of you.
We'll hook you up.
We're going to get you to the basics right now, okay?
10 or 15 more episodes, we'll tell you how to talk in the fancy time.
Yeah, you stick with us, we'll hook you up. So if for some reason you find like a space continuum time warp and you go back to the colonial age, you'll be fucking set.
And you can say things like, I'm tired as a boiled owl.
But orf-chumped.
I don't know what you're talking about. I orf-chumped and I got a little poked up.
A little poked up.
Me and my flatmates got poked up.
When we was tight as boiled owls. And then we got into a coolie. A what? A
coolie.
A coolie what?
Pop me in the eye.
Pop me in the eye.
It's fucking confusing.
A copper cat.
A copper cat.
A copper cat was popped in the eye. So you'd be fancy. You guys just got way fucking fancier.
Oh, you guys are smart as fuck now.
You guys are awesome. Well, my friend, we've come to the end of our journey for today.
That be it.
You get no more from us.
Go get yourself a can of meow mix and enjoy.
Go support our sponsor, Meow Mix.
Meow Mix, gag one down.
It's going to be great for your coat, your hair, and your nails.
I suggest one that's chicken-based and not fish.
True, indeed.
Speaking from personal experience.
Oh, okay. Let him know.
Yeah. The chicken and the gravy's not bad. Get the pate, not the pieces of meat. You know what I'm talking about when you get in there.
And what do you spread it on? Like a little Ritz cracker?
You just go straight to it.
Or like a little...
Well, I guess you could do like a saltine would be nice.
Like a wheat,
little easy like a, cheese on top.
A little wheat thin or something?
Yeah.
Or a little Triscuit?
A Triscuit would be probably nice.
Fucking badass.
Yeah. A little sriracha.
See?
Ooh.
And that meal would probably cost you $6.
For the whole week.
For the week.
That's all you ever ate.
You're set, dude. Your nails and hair are going to look so good.
You'll be growing so fast you think you're the Wolverine.
You're going to be so pretty.
You're going to be beautiful.
You're going to be beautiful. Oh, man. I don't know which one it is. Yeah, there
it
is.
I got it.
There's so many fucking buttons. Thank you for joining us again on the Donnie and Clem Show.
Yeah.
You guys have yourself a good day.
Eat Meow Mix.
Stay fancy. Eat Meow Mix. Say goodbye, Clem.
Goodbye, Clem.